website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on this broadcast. Let's Face the Issues is a dialogue and discussion program designed around you, our listener. Each and every day as we present the issue from a central biblicist worldview, we do so in asking you to listen. Join in the dialogue and discussion with your questions, comments, and perhaps your insight on the issue that we're speaking on. Let me remind you, today we'll be talking about the modern church defying God. The modern church defying God. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, if God's word says it, that settles it, whether we understand it or not. But yet we're finding just about all, in fact, I don't know of any mainline denomination in America today that's not already embraced some part or all of the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle agenda. Open arms. It's been kind of sequestered into the corner for the past several years, but now we find more and more of the woke preachers that's openly defying God, openly rejecting God's word. In fact, Andy Stanley calls it all that stuff when he refers to the scripture about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. All that stuff, he calls it. Ladies and gentlemen, I would have never dreamed in my lifetime that we reached the point that we've reached in America today with the Christian church and pastors embracing that which God has condemned and, in fact, as we'll discuss later in the broadcast, God's destroyed two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the book of Genesis, the sixth chapter, you find that God destroyed mankind off the face of the earth with the global flood because of the wicked, evil sin that filled the world. The Bible says of that event, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his, that is, man's heart, was only evil continually. Now, I think, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached that crescendo. We've reached that apex. We've reached that position today where I think we're seeing the same thing replayed. And so the question is, how long before God's judgment falls on America? We're going to discuss that today. Love to have your dialogue and discussion on it. We're talking about a series of events that have led up to what we're now finding. And by the way, one writer says that we have probably in America today less than 3% of the population that identifies as a sodomite lifestyle or transgendered lifestyle. It's growing exponentially, however, and that 3% could be massively increased because we're seeing so many youngsters, preteens and teenagers and young adults that have been made to believe that the best way to satisfy that dysphoria, sexual dysphoria, is by cutting off parts of your body to present as a different gender. Ladies and gentlemen, God created male and female, Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve or Susie and Sally. He created Adam and Eve, two genders. And ladies and gentlemen, any challenge about that is a challenge defying God and God's word. We're going to talk about that today. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'll be talking about it today, and we want to urge you, just after a we're going to have kind of an elongated monologue today, then we'll start taking our calls, but I want to set the stage because some very serious things we're going to talk about and some people that we're going to bring out into the light as to where they stand and what they're saying and what they're doing in relationship to the sodomite agenda and the open woke society in which we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss these issues, we do so based on the authority of the truth book, the written revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word says in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible says, thy word is truth. And Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to stick to truth. I believe we need to recognize the centrality of truth is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that we're in the very center of that today. We find those that are defying God, those that are denying God, those that are rejecting the word of God, they're not willing to stand for the truth of what God's word says. We're finding that socially, politically, economically. We're finding that especially in the Biden administration, where, as one writer puts it, let me just read a blurb. One writer said, nearly every regulation Joe Biden's administration has placed on the board, it has in it a hidden attack on the Christian faith. It talks about President Biden has launched a series of clandestine attacks on our Christian faith. He just sent his DOJ lawyers to the Supreme Court to argue against your right to go to church. Clergy were ousted from the military. Hospitals just days before Easter. Public schools are confiscating Bibles from kids. Even Biden's Secret Service threatened to arrest a pastor for simply praying outside the Chinese embassy. And I say to you today, we need to recognize the demented, seriously demonic condition, morally, ethically, and biblically we're in America today. May I say to you, when we look at what is truth, we need to understand there's only one truth. Yet 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, contend today that each person determines his or her own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's the position that we ought to take. We need to seek the truth. We need to listen to the truth, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to stand. Here's where the water hits the wheel, or the rubber hits the road, as the old cliche goes, is that if we're going to stand on truth, we need to be willing to defend the truth, even to death. I believe that is what we ought to do. In fact, Jan Hus, that 15th century theologian and church reformer, when he was being burned to death at the stake, he screamed, truth shall prevail. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's the position that we ought to take today. This portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. They have the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and the old St. Augustine Road intersection. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24-7. Base of that flagpole, you can find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. They're closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious question or issue today. We're going to get into the meat of it. And once we have basically set the stage for where we're going, we'll open our lines then for our callers so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on it. The modern church defying God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding more and more of this today. But to set the stage to get into what the church is doing, we're finding the entire woke society that's involved in opening the doors, embracing the lifestyle of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Looking at the headline, says Disneyland in Florida hosting its first ever transgender pride night, protesting Governor DeSantis' move to stop grooming and recruiting of school children. Further, the headline says Disneyland to host its first ever transgender pride night amid a grooming and recruiting children in the LGBTQ plus P for pedophile movement. Ladies and gentlemen, would you have ever dreamed that Walt Disney would have allowed this to take place under the guise of entertainment, family entertainment, where families go? And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the mindset is today that somehow, some way, every organization, every structure, in fact, as I'll talk in a moment, even our military has now opened the doors for drag queen entertainment in the military. In fact, the Biden administration has hired an individual that is the leader for the military recruitment. They're down about 8,000, I understand, just in the Navy, about 8,000 down in recruitment. So they've hired a sodomite to dress out in drag, to entertain, and to go online with the different social media in drag to entertain and to induce sodomite soldiers or wannabe soldiers to be recruited into the Navy. Now, does that mean that the best qualifications are going into the Navy, being chosen for the Navy and working in the Navy? The best qualification is to have a pervert lifestyle? Is that what we're now doing? Yes, that's what the Biden administration is saying. Even, ladies and gentlemen, right here in our city, we're watching it become the limelight. I find it intriguing, fascinating, and sad that on national news, headline, female lifeguard applicant who identifies as male exposes bare breast in front of several dozen children at a city pool. A transgender lifestyle applicant, a female who identified as a male, exposed bare breast in front of several dozen children at a pool in Jacksonville, Florida. The situation said the incident occurred at Cecil Aquatic Center during a group tryout for lifeguard position, and that the city said it received complaints. City Hall sources told the station the city of Jacksonville will not hire the lifeguard candidate in question. But it's a major furor because it even hit the mayor's desk. The mayor had an elongated statement. I'll not read it all. It simply says, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry's perspective on the matter struck a distinctly different tone. And the mayor said that he was in agreement with that, but he vacillated on the definitive absolutes of where I believe he should have gone. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. Evil Incorporated. Dems oppose, that's Democrats, oppose making indecent exposure to minors a felony. Dozens of Colorado Democrats in the state's legislature have voted against making indecent exposure to minors a felony, claiming such laws are used to crack down on drag queen shows. Social media was not nice to the party, with comments including, party of pedos, Evil Incorporated. Yet another comment says, So this is an admission that drag queen shows may involve indecent exposure to minors. How else could it be seen as targeting them? And 27 Democrats voted against the bill, with one saying she was concerned it would lead to the ban of all drag queen shows. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that it is the sexualizing, the weaponizing, and the inculcation and recruitment of our kids today across America into the sodomite lifestyle. The point that I'm making in setting the stage of getting to what's happening in our churches and what's taking place with our pastors and what's taking place with all of the mainline denominations is that it is part of the woke culture, and as a result of that, we find more and more in those areas of absolutely embracing this woke culture. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is now being attacked by the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. Listen very carefully. Don't you dare think that it's in the closet anymore. The sodomites have come out of the closet. Conservative Christians have gone into the closet because somehow, some way, there's a mindset, even with those in our pulpits today, that we need to be silent about it. And those that are not silent about it are now coming out of the closet embracing, encouraging, and enlisting and enrolling, inviting the sodomite community to come in and be a part of the local New Testament church. The Biden administration pushing abortion, transgenderism, and forcing taxpayers to pay for all of the transsexual surgeries that are taking place. I'm looking at a headline that says, teenage boy dies after doctors botch his transgender surgery. A teenage boy has died after the doctors prescribed to him transgender drugs before botching his sex change surgery. The teen boy who died was part of a child sex change experiment on which the study was based. An investigation into the death determined that puberty suppression was to blame for the young person's death. And I could go on and on and on. I'm trying to set the stage for where we're going. Looking at another headline, trans students burn male who allegedly showed his genitals in the high school girls' locker room. Absolutely towers over the girl in the lunchroom fight. A transgender student, born male, has allegedly shown his genitals in a Southern California high school girls' locker room. What's more, the parents of the student told the news media that the transgender student has access to all the girls' locker rooms, shower rooms, bathrooms in the entire school. Ladies and gentlemen, what has happened in America is that we have devolved back to the days of Genesis, the sixth chapter, where every evil that could be conceivable was on a constant, continual escalation until God looked at it and repented that he had created man and sent the universal flood, the global flood called the Genesis flood, to destroy man off the face of the globe as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that ought not come into the local New Testament church. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard said this, nothing less than child abuse. Tulsi Gabbard blasts the Biden administration for his role in helping drive 389% increase in mastectomies on little girls. Former Democratic Congressman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii recently called out Joe Biden for his role in helping to advance the radical woke agenda that has resulted in the tragic mutilation of thousands of children. Gabbard, who left the Democratic Party in October, who is calling it an elite cabal of warmongers, noted on her podcast that Biden and her, the Democrats, are instrumental in a system of child abuse which undermines parental rights, ignores basic biology, and is altogether transforming America's public schools into surgeons' waiting rooms, end quote. We have leaders in today's Democratic Party, she said, who are actively pushing an agenda to sexualize all of our kids at a very early age in public school and impose this radical transgender ideology that actually encourages young kids to go through dangerous medical procedures under this very misleading guise of gender-affirming care, as it is called. Ladies and gentlemen, It is the, as one person called it, the woke gender lies. One calls it child abuse. Another one, child mutilation. And I could go on and on with the reality of what is taking place. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please. Jim, are you present?
Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for taking my call. This comes down to, when you're talking about the church, I think a lot of these churches and the members and pastors therein should probably pay closer attention to Timothy, 2 Timothy there. I think that was the last letter that Paul wrote in Rome, where he exhorted Timothy to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ in season and out of season, and then used examples of, I think, 4 other individuals that had fell away and had abandoned the faith to pursue their own goals. So that, a reawakening of the message of Christ and a complete message of Christ, along with all the teachings therein, and strengthening and encouraging each other would help. But the other side of that coin is these individuals that are influencing impressionable young minds and into this seriously fraudulent, degrading, self-effacing fad of choosing your gender there. I don't get mad or upset when I can't talk to a child about adult things there. I don't know what possesses the mind of these individuals to claim and shout that I have this right to teach them this. This is not their right. This is straight up pure evil.
Jim, it's pure evil, but the thing that boggles my mind is that adults, parents, men and women, primarily the mothers, will take their kids as young as toddlers, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years old, to drag queen shows. I read one article recently where in a drag queen show with all the mothers sitting and watching, all of the little girls in a circle and in the front row around the drag queen performers, as one comes up and as the article says, and I don't want to sound vulgar, but as the article says, the drag queen came up and straddled the little girl, gyrating in front of the little girl's face, and the mother's applauding it. What have we done? How have we fallen? What is the mindset of a parent that will allow that to take place? And as Tulsi Gabbard said, it is all a matter of sexualizing and recruiting our boys and girls into that lifestyle. And I believe that it's time that Christians, churches, pastors grow a spiritual spine and stand up and speak out about it. I am weary with watching the so-called church today silent about issues like this, seemingly with the mindset that we need to not say anything about it. And yet, on the other hand, we have others like the entire pastoral staff at the First Baptist Church in Orlando. We find Andy Standing with the North Point Church, Community Church in Alpharetta, right outside of Atlanta, where he's absolutely advocating and pushing this from the pulpit in an 8-part series from the pulpit, pushing that we need to embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and praising the sodomites for being tenacious enough to keep coming back to the church until the church has opened the doors and allow them in. How do you respond to that mindset from our pastors, Jim?
Apostasy. That's my only response to it there. Once again, I'll go back to, correct me if I'm wrong, is not 2 Timothy a pastoral book?
That 1st, 2nd Timothy and Titus.
Yeah, that they're encouraging the leaders of churches to literally grow a spine, be there in season and out of season. And they talk about those that have fell away that were in positions of responsibility. Romans 1:26-27 says it very clear. And how they're justifying this is apostasy. I can't imagine in my own mind somebody who has studied the Bible. For example, let's just take you, Dr. Youngblood, somebody who has studied the Bible, turning around and espousing something that's not written within the Bible and justifying that based on personal, predications there, and just
Well, we're finding more and more. We're finding more and more of the weak spineless, as I call it, and I said openly, and I'll say, Jim, to our listening audience, that if you're in a church where your pastor stands for the sodomite lifestyle, get out. If you're in a church where your pastor is too weak-minded, too with no spine to stand up, speak out about it, and you ask him where do you stand, what, and he's unwilling to talk about it, find another church. If you're in a church where there's not a position that is the Word of God and God's Word only, not a matter of some woke philosophy, woke cultural mentality, if you're in that kind of church, get out. I believe that we're in the last of the last days where there needs to be an urgency from the pulpit to preach the truth of the Word of God before God completely judges America. That's my position, Jim.
Yes,
and
sir. May I add one thing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, when you're telling people to get out there, that assumes that they have knowledge of what the Bible says. People that are in a congregation of a church need to study their Bible. It needs to be read instead of collecting dust.
Absolutely.
Are not pastors held accountable for their congregations? Will they not be held to a higher standard? For much is given, much will be required.
Absolutely, unequivocally so.
Well, okay. I just wanted to throw that out there too. That people need to pick their Bibles up and start reading them.
You got it. Absolutely.
There's no Savior other than Jesus Christ.
The Bible is made to be read, not R-E-D, but R-E-A-D. Jim, thank you so much for your call and for your input. You're spot on with it. All we can do is keep praying, keep challenging, keep looking up. Thank you for your call. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Great. Thank you for your call.
Okay, look here. I don't know if it's true or not, but they're trying to make Japan do the same thing about having how can I say it? The LGBTQXYZ.
Well, what we're doing in America under the Biden administration, in particular, we're trying to sexualize our kids in the schools. We're trying to force every area of entertainment to embrace the homosexual LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We're now even into the military. I'm looking at an article that says Biden DOJ challenges the Tennessee ban on genital mutilation of children. Federal overreach at its worst. Tennessee demonically controlled our elected leaders, and the governor successfully executed the will of the people last month, passing a law prohibiting health care providers from mutilating children's genitals and administering them irreversible puberty blockers. The law goes into effect on July the 1st, unless, of course, the Biden administration gets its way and stops it. So anytime there's a bill that's passed in any of the states that the Biden administration rejects because of the state's leadership that are conservative, trying to protect the kids to prevent them from being mutilated and destroyed, then the Biden administration gets the Department of Justice involved and tries to block that bill to prevent it from going into effect. We find that taking place across the nation today with the Biden administration. Kenneth, the bottom line is we're finding that the sodomite agenda has grown exponentially simply because of political prowess allowing it and the Biden administration being the catalyst to carry it out. And with that being said, we're finding more and more of the churches and the Christians that are embracing it on some kind of perverted, twisted, demonic mindset that we've got to love them and bring them into the church. Kenneth, our time is up with the top of the hour news break. Thank you so much for your call today. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up as we understand what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. The modern church defying God. And if God's word says it, that settles it. And there ought not to be any defying of God's word, especially for the Christian and for the churches. We need to be very, very careful with what we embrace today. And as our previous caller said, that individual Christians need to study the word. We need to do so we'll know what's coming out of the pulpit, whether it be true, fact, or fiction. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens, his city the scene of the latest deadly shooting, making news, says it would be nice if people could go about their daily lives without fear of being gunned down. He spoke after a man opened fire in a medical office. One woman was killed, four others wounded. A suspect is in custody. Florida has executed a man who was convicted of breaking into a woman's home and stabbing her to death. In 1986, a lethal injection ending the life of 56-year-old Darryl Barwick, who had confessed to the crime. A call for Christians to pray. It is the National Day of Prayer, this fourth day of May. The theme of this year's event, pray fervently in righteousness and avail much. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off the day in the red. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, an issue that I believe we need to recognize, confront, and not embrace. But we need to challenge it, ladies and gentlemen. And going back to, as one of our previous callers said, going back to dusting the Bibles off instead of the Scripture to see what the Word of God says. But we're talking about an issue today that I believe is deserving of hearing and heeding what is found in the Scripture. We're talking about the modern church defying God. And we're finding, I've been trying to set the stage to get to the major, major point of pastors, preachers, and churches embracing the sodomite lifestyle, because it's happening on a national basis. It is taking place in every venue of society, including the military today. In fact, I alluded to it earlier. Headline says, "Is this the Navy's Dahlin Mulvaney's movement? Drag performer Harpy Daniels." Harpy Daniels is the Navy's new digital ambassador in a bid to boost recruitment that is set to fall short by 8,000. Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, announced he would be the first Navy's first digital ambassador. United States Navy has turned to a drag queen performer in its efforts to reach younger recruits in digital platforms and media, social media. Kelly, who identifies as non-binary, was one of just five active sailors to participate in digital ambassadors for the Navy in its effort to reach wide-range potential candidates, according to the spokesman. This article reads, Kelly said he began dressing in drag and performing in shows years before he joined the Navy, drawing an inspiration from the drag queen RuPaul, who he started watching at the age of 16. That tells you the recruitment that took place. This article does not say that. I did. He then first started performing on ships after a sanctioned MWR, that's Moral Welfare and Recreation, lip-syncing contest in 2017 while deployed on the USS Ronald Reagan and became a regular in its competitions. The officer insists he never experienced harassment in the Navy, but when he was scheduled to perform at a diversity, equity, and inclusion event at Langley Joint Air Force Base this past summer. I'm an advocate for the LGBTQ community, and being able to do drag is not just for me, but for the tribute to many service members who were kicked out, harassed, bullied, or worse for being openly gay during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell days. In announcing that he would be a digital ambassador for the Navy, Kelly wrote that his experience in the Navy have brought me so much strength, courage, ambition to continue being an advocate and representative for all queer sailors, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing? Are we saying that the best qualifications to be a sailor is to be a sodomite? Are we saying the best qualifications to enroll or to make application to go into the Navy is simply to be a drag queen advocate? What are we saying? I'm looking at another headline. Taxpayer-funded youth club promotes National Masturbation Month. A state-funded Planned Parenthood LGBTQ group promoted Monday, May, as the National Masturbation Month, according to a social media platform. Run by the Planned Parenthood, the Rainbow Room in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, is a program for LGBTQ youth 14 to 21 years of age to learn an age-appropriate sexual education while connecting with others, according to the organization's website. The Rainbow Room promoted month of May as a month to see sex-positive people, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time we get back to the Word of God. Tony Perkins says this very succinctly. The left is known for its bullying attacks to silence and intimidate all those who embrace a biblical worldview. For years, the left's LGBTQ agenda has demanded 100% conformity or else. And we've reached the crescendo of that, ladies and gentlemen. We've reached the point and place where that is being pushed today as never before. And I want us to understand the danger that's lurking around the corner as we lose the churches in America because of the modern church defying the Word of God. Our military is involved in it. Our schools are involved in it. Today's teens and preteens are being deceived into having healthy body parts removed from their body. Demonic lies are being told that says they'll do better if they'll simply do that. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding hundreds of thousands of preteens and teens and young adults that are being totally, totally destroyed for their entire lifetime. They're rendered absolutely sterile as a result of these transformations that supposedly switches their agenda. No such thing as transgenderism. No such thing as a trans man or trans woman. Your DNA says you're either male or female. We can't defy God. We cannot laugh at God, cannot mock at God and say that God made a mistake somehow, some way. Our schools are recruiting and brainwashing and sexualizing our nation's children. And I say to every parent, pull them out of school. You can teach more as a mother in 2 hours than a public school, governmentally controlled school can do in 8 hours. One article that I have shared recently says America needs the Ten Commandments again. But it's even worse. The Lord is showing us that in no uncertain terms, the same nation that was founded on the Ten Commandments is now experiencing some of the worst divine judgments ever as a result of falling away so profoundly. It is true, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's happening. What this writer says in this particular one, we have the rainbow flag not celebrating our Creator, but a grotesque insult to Him. We maim and mutilate our children in obsessance to false gods. We sacrifice babies, the unborn, and even the born to the altar of convenience. We demonize and cancel good, decent American citizens, and even indict the last president of the United States of America for no legitimate reason, but only because people fear he will win the election. Further, it says in this article, but what they all have in common is that they are not living in obedience to God and God's word. And that's the succinct end statement. That's the succinct position that we need to recognize. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we recently talked about the First Baptist Church in Orlando that has now opened its doors. By the way, I'm not picking on just one. This is a good high-profile example of some recent events, but it's been taking place across America with a major, major juggernaut move across America with church after church after church, especially some of what I call the pop-up churches with pop-up preachers with pop-up theology. And and even though you may not fully understand that, let me simply clarify. When I talk about pop-up culture and pop-up preachers and pop-up theology, it's called goosebump theology. It makes you feel good, but it's not biblical. Then there's the not just the goosebump theology, but the cotton candy fit theology. It tastes good, but it's not filling. And altogether, I call it voodoo theology because, as our previous caller talked about in Timothy, the pastoral epistles, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus, Paul tells young Timothy that he needs to preach the gospel, stay in season and out of season, that is to be ready to preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ for God, because the day will come when they will not embrace, will not accept, will not entertain true theology. Will heap to themselves teachers, the scripture says, having itching ears. That's where we are today. And we're going to talk about some of these itching ears today and what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, the church in Orlando, though, an open invitation by the pastoral staff. And I'm going to give a few of the words that one of the pastoral staff said on one of the broadcasts. He says he's inviting you, and he didn't use the term I am, the perverts, the pedophiles, and the sexual predators. The pastoral team says, quote, if you're gay, if you're transsexual, if you're homosexual, if you're bisexual, if you're whatever, you're welcome in our church. And then, ladies and gentlemen, probably the most egregious terminology that I could find and that I've heard recently coming out of pastors' mouths is that of Andy Stanley. Andy Stanley is the pastor of a church, the North Point Community Church in Atlanta. Andy Stanley is the son of the recent pastor of renown, Dr. Charles Stanley, that just went to be with the Lord. But Andy Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, has come out of the closet. Andy Stanley is hammering on Christians that do not understand the scripture, I'm sure. He's hammering on them to embrace and to accept and to openly allow the sodomites to come into the church. Now, Andy Stanley, in one of his messages, he says, I know all about Genesis. I know about Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Romans and 1 Corinthians and all of that stuff, he called it. He's talking about God's word, calling it stuff. But he claims that the church is to embrace, to accept, to allow, to serve in the church, the local New Testament church, all of those that are the LGBTQ community. We've got about a four-minute audio clip that I want you to hear. AJ, play that clip for our listeners.
Hey friends, you have gay relatives. You may have a gay son or daughter or granddaughter. You know, you do business with gay people. Gay people come to your church. You're not like, oh. In fact, it's the opposite. It's like, I think they're gay. There's gay people here. It's great. I love our church. We're, you know, I mean, and if you're gay, I know, just be patient with us. We're weird. I know. But you understand because you're here because you love Jesus and you probably grew up in church and you know, we're trying to figure this whole thing out. But at some point along the way, and this is a process, and I want to drill down on this one a little bit. In fact, in my notes, I was going to read this one and say, good luck. Let's go to number four, but that would be mean, okay? So personally, this is not a problem. You love people. You don't write people off because of their sexual preference. I mean, we all know how to love people. That's not it. But corporately, it is challenging, and it's challenging for good reasons. But we have to embrace this challenge, and we have to lead the way. In my experience, now, this is just my experience, okay? I'm just going to read what I wrote. If I could figure out how to get straight people as excited about serving and engaging as the gay men and women I know, we would have a volunteer backlog. That's my experience in our churches. Well, I'm a gay person. I'll just read it to you. A gay person, when I say gay men and women, okay, a gay person who still wants to attend church after the way the church has treated the gay community? I'm telling you, they have more faith than I do. They have more faith than a lot of you. A gay person who knows, you know what? I might not be accepted here, but I'm going to try it anyway. Have you ever done that as a straight person? Where do you go that you're not sure you're going to be accepted and you go over and over and over and over? Only your in-law's house. That's the only place you go where you know you're not completely accepted, but you go over and over and over, and it's because you have to. But other than the in-laws, what environment do you continue to step foot in knowing at any moment you may feel ostracized? No place. I'm telling you, the gay men and women who grew up in church and the gay men and women who've come to faith in Christ as adults who want to participate in our church, oh my goodness. I know 1 Corinthians 6 and I know Leviticus and I know Romans 1. It's so interesting to talk about all that stuff. But just, oh my goodness, a gay man or woman who wants to worship their heavenly Father, who did not answer the cry of their heart when they were 12 and 13 and 14 and 15. God said no, and they still love God. We have some things to learn from a group of men and women who love Jesus that much and who want to worship with us. And I know the verses. I know the clobber passages, right? We got to figure this out. And you know what? I think you are. I think you wouldn't come to a conference like this or you wouldn't have come back, right? We are, and we'll be criticized for it. And there's no perfect way to do this. But I can give you a hint. You do what Jesus did. You know who Jesus started with? Jesus never started with theology. Jesus started with the people in front of him. And he went from there. I mean, you know, if your theology gets in the way of ministry, like if there's somebody you can't minister to because your theology, you have the wrong theology. Is that clear? And this is what drove the Pharisees crazy. It's like, how can you go there? Jesus is like, because they're there. That's why I'm going there. Yeah, but don't you know about them? She's like, I just don't see the world that way. Here's how I see the world. There are people lost to God, and there are people who've connected with God. So I just want to help disconnected people get connected. I'm a simple person. That's what I do. And I'm just telling you, the men and women I know who are gay, their faith and their confidence in God dwarfs mine. And so not only is there room, there's plenty of room. And we're going to figure that out. And you're going to figure it out. And if you don't, you can say goodbye to the next generation because they figured it out. Because it's personal. It's their friends. It's their good friends. It's their friends' friends. It's their parents' friends. So we can do this. Now, here's something I got to drill down on that is related.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Andy Stanley, North Point Community Church, Alpharetta, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. He just got through denigrating and literally trashing the Word of God. He called it all that stuff. He said, I know all of the clobber passages. That clobber, that is where you beat someone in the head. I know all of the passages that beat someone in the head. And he went on to say that those that are sodomites, he called them gay. There's no such word in the Bible for the homosexual, the sodomite. They're called sodomites. Over 30-some-odd times in the Bible, it's called sodomy and sodomites. So he's saying we need to embrace the sodomites, and they have more faith because they keep coming back to the church. They have more faith than we do, he says. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason they keep coming back to the church, since I've got a book called The Homosexual Network, published in 1978. Since about 1975, the sodomites have had a goal of breaking down the barrier, forcing the churches to embrace them. The mindset was at one time, we just simply want to be left alone. We want to be left to ourselves to carry out our lifestyle. And now it has escalated to the point they not only want the church to accept, they want the church to embrace and to celebrate the sodomite lifestyle. That is contrary to all of the Word of God. In fact, you read in the scripture in Genesis chapter 19, by the way, Andrew Stanley said in all of those verses, all of the clobber verses. And then he talked about the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to meet the people where they are, that that's who they are, where they are. But ladies and gentlemen, he said that Jesus didn't start with theology. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. From Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, it is the Lord Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, God incarnate, that gave us every word in the Bible from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. If Jesus Christ is God, and he is, when you read in the scripture, in the beginning, God created, it's talking about Jesus. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 through 18, it says that Jesus Christ created everything that's visible and everything that's invisible, everything that's in the on the earth, under the earth, everything that's in heaven, and beneath the heavens, the Lord Jesus Christ created. He is the God controller. He is the creator, and it is God that gave us the word. And Jesus Christ would never say or never do or never advocate for anything that is contrary to his word, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And those that will die and go to a devil's hell without any equivocation, unless they repent of their sins, turn their backs on their sodomite lifestyle, and invite Jesus Christ into their hearts, they'll die and go to a devil's hell. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor the adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor the abuser of themselves with mankind, neither thieves, nor covetors, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. I call it the no-fly list, because in those two verses, God lists 10 categories of sin that will cause a person to die and go to hell without Jesus Christ, lest they repent. And ladies and gentlemen, in Romans, the first chapter, beginning with verse 24, the Bible speaks about those that he has turned over to a reprobate mind. They are reprobate because they refuse God's way, according to Romans 1, verse 19 through 22. They rely on godlessness rather than godliness. Verse 23, and the consequences of that, in verse 24 of chapter 1 Romans, God gave them up to uncleanliness, the scripture says. That is, God turned them over, gave them up to a sinful, lustful lifestyle. Verse 26, the Bible says in Romans 1, God gave them up to vile affections. And then in verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. God didn't make a mistake. God's word has no errors in it. And if God's word says it, that settles it. And Jesus Christ, God incarnate, would not have done anything in his human flesh on this earth that would be in contrary to the theology that God has given us in his word. I am embarrassed by Andy Stanley and his claim to be a pastor. Andy Stanley is a reprobate. Andy Stanley is a lost man in sheep's clothing. Andy Stanley is a lie and the truth is not in him. And he is leading hundreds of thousands to a devil's hell by presenting a false gospel, a false doctrine, a theology that is contrary to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Now I'm looking at a headline that says, Andy Stanley responds to questions over his homosexuality stance. Stanley told the story of a divorced couple who formerly attended the North Point Church. They separated after the woman's husband began a same-sex relationship with another man who was still married to a woman. The man and his partner wanted to serve and volunteer in his church, but Stanley explained that the two men were committing adultery since one of them did not finalize his divorce yet and thus could not serve as a volunteer. Listen to what Andy Stanley says. You can be a sodomite, but you can't be a sodomite if you still are married to someone else, because that's adultery, and adultery will not allow you to serve in the church. If that's not ironic, if that's not dumb, if that's not anti-theology and anti-Bible, nothing is. And he goes on to say in this article, the messy story of Stanley that Stanley described ends with the gay couple, the first man's ex-wife and their child, as well as her new boyfriend and his child from another relationship, all coming to worship together in Andy Stanley's church at the big service, it's called, at the North Point Church. The pastor refers to them as an example of the modern-day Christian family, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, do you hear what I just read? Andy Stanley says that this mixed-up, messed-up, sexually dysphoric sodomite group are now a good example of modern Christian family? You've got to be kidding me. Here's another headline. Pastor Andy Stanley draws praise and yet criticism for asserting that gay churchgoers have more faith than I do. You heard this just a moment ago in that clip of about 4 minutes. It's actually out of a clip brought out of about a half-hour so-called message from Stanley's pulpit. This article says, Pastor and author Andy Stanley is receiving both praise and criticism after a sermon he preached saying that gay people who attend church have more faith than I do. Stanley tells listeners that the LGBTQ community in his church is an important and faithful part of the church. A gay person who wants to attend church after the way they've been treated, I'm telling you, Stanley says, they have more faith than I do. They have more faith than a lot of you have. A gay person who knows, you know what, I might not be accepted, this is Stanley's words, but I'm going to try it anyway. And as a straight person, have you ever, where you go and they're not sure you're going to be accepted, would you go over and over and over again? Ladies and gentlemen, answer that question, yes. The sodomites are doing that. They're trying to break the wall of the church down. And unfortunately, multitudes of spineless, that is Holy Spirit spineless preachers, are accepting them. They are embracing them and allowing them to come into the church and being a part of the local New Testament church. Stanley encouraged Christians, this writer says, Stanley encouraged Christians to continue to welcome all LGBTQ sodomites, I'm using the term, not him, in churches. The gay men and women who want to worship their Heavenly Father. We have some things to learn from this gay group of men and women who love Jesus that much and want to worship with us in our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with that scenario, and that problem is L-O-S-T-N-E-S-S, lostness. Ladies and gentlemen, Genesis 19:1 and following, God destroys two cities because of the sin of sodomy. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, God says the sodomites will go to a devil's hell unless they repent and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Romans chapter 1, verses 22 and following, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And when you look at what that means, giving them over to a reprobate mind, perhaps you ask the question, what does reprobate mean? It means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And ladies and gentlemen, when you read in Romans 1, verse 29 and following, you find the mindset that you would find in a one that's been turned over to a reprobate mind. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a horrifying picture that we see. I'm looking at a headline that says, what will it be, America? God's laws are lawlessness. There's no defying it. America is clearly on the verge of descending into a thoroughly lawless society. We can't say whether it will pass to the point of no return. If we fall into the abyss of finding our way back home, it may or may not happen. Only God knows for sure. We are on the brink of God's judgment. How could a nation like ours find itself in such a predicament, this writer says? We turn back to God. We turned our back on God. It's simple as that. We've lost our way in society. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you respond to a broadcast like this? What do you say in relationship to the warnings that we're screaming so loudly that we must hear and heed? Ladies and gentlemen, how does your church stand on the LGBTQ sodomite agenda? Have you asked your pastor to explain his position on the sodomite agenda? Does your church embrace the sodomite agenda? Perhaps you say, I don't know. Ask your pastor. Ask him to tell you if he hedges on it, if he's willy-nilly on it, if he's not definitively against it based on the authority of Scripture. Find a church. Get out of the church. Open your Bible. Study the Scripture. See what God says for yourself. Be as the Berean Christians. See if it be so what's being said from the pulpit. If you're in a church that embraces the sodomite agenda, leave. Don't run. Don't walk, but run as fast as you can to another church where the Word of God is taught. God's going to judge every church today, every Christian, every pastor that defies and rejects the Word of God. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand one headline says, forcing us to embrace their destructive lifestyle is the LGBTQ community. We need to be careful that we stand on nothing less than the Word of God and Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. I pray that you've heard with a heart to heed what the warning has been about today. Join us next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester.